Consistency pays off. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, bringing you Consistency Pays Off. How many times have you chosen to give up just when around the corner you would be having success? How many times do we as parents or do we as friends see others accomplishing their goals just about, and they're at the point where they're going to have that goal fulfilled in their life, that point where they're going to have the result that they've so long waited for, and then they give up just at that point. It's just, so to speak, around the corner, and for some reason or other, they've lost their enthusiasm, they've lost their consistency, which is necessary to pay off on the goal that they're working on. This is a condition that is built into us by our training, by our family, by our home. Many people are born with this consistency, and that's a wonderful thing, but most people seem to have it be something that is trained into them by their family or their school or their friends, however it may be. But are you one who has had consistency trained into you? Are you one who starts what you finish? Oh my, have we heard that often. How many people start what they finish? Or finish what they start? How many people finish what they start? How many people begin things and then just as they're about to have success in it, they lose interest and they go on to something else? How many people take lessons in the piano or take lessons on the guitar or go to special schools for acting or training or tennis or something like that, and for some reason or other, it just hasn't caught their fancy, and they give up? Well, this is a condition that exists in many people. The winner, it doesn't have that problem. The winner is a winner of consistency. The winner starts what they finish, and they finish what they start. I'm putting the horse before the cart here. They finish what they start. And they finish what they start because it's just the most natural thing in the world for them to do. How many of you have read a book, and the book became uninteresting, and you went to the back end of the book and you read it, or you didn't even read the book at all? You put it down. How many books do you have in your library that you have not finished? That's an indication of your consistency ranking, your consistency rating. People who get someplace in life, who accomplish great things, are people who finish what they begin. And it's not a matter of the tedious finishing of what you begin, but it's a matter of building up the habit of training yourself to fulfill the goal that you had in the beginning. Now, you had a goal to play tennis, and your goal to play tennis was very real. Perhaps it was just because of the girl next door or the boy next door or someone like that you wanted to play with. And then they moved away and your reason for learning tennis no longer existed. And you stopped playing. And yet, the reason you started playing tennis was really not the boy or girl next door. The reason you started playing tennis was you were building up within you the habit of finishing what you complete, what you start. Finishing what you start. Now, are you ready to make a change in that attitude about yourself? Are you about ready to make that attitude of finishing what you start be something that is a beneficial thing to you? You see, people who finish what they start are people who are doers, they are thinkers, they are accomplishers. They may not finish it in the same way they started it. They may open up many different doorways. They may open up many different channels to doing it. But the thing is, they do finish it, and they do go on to even greater goals. Many people would write a program. And, well, for instance now, I have trained many people in writing. And the art of writing is the art of consistency. And as I train them in writing, I say to them, okay, now, choose a topic that's interesting to you, a topic that you can stay with for a while, a topic that won't bore you. And, of course, by the very word that I say bore them, they immediately pick on a topic that will bore them. But that's unfortunate. The thing is, if I can get someone to take a topic that delights them, then I will have them take the topic and write an article. And they'll write an article, and they'll turn it in to me, and they'll say, isn't that wonderful? And I'll say, yes, it's very good. Okay, now, set that article aside and write another article on the same subject and write it from a little different point of view. But that one, it was so good. Hey, don't get attached. When you get attached to things, you lose the opportunity they have for developing skills within you. Okay, so they set it aside, and they go on to the next one, and it's a little different. And I have them go on again and again, and don't forget, this is a chore for me too. It is something where I have to stand on and make sure that they do it differently and read it and be vitally, newly interested in each new presentation they have, even though sometimes they carry over a lot of the old concepts. But I work with them. And if I can get a person past 6 renditions and on into the 10th rendition, they will be a master author. They'll be a master writer because they will not be possessed by anything that they have written, and they'll be able to go on and write more and more beautiful things. Different teachers have different techniques in teaching the art of writing, and all of them are beneficial. This happens to be one that I use and one that I find very beneficial. So if I can get them to go on and write the same story over again with the same characters and the same topic, but from a different point of view, and get them to see from a different point of view, and 10 different point of views, they become exquisite in their writing talent. But this is very difficult to, I even tell them this. I say, now, you've done it 3 or 4 times now, we're going to do it a few more times. Oh, take a different subject, let's write on something. No. I want this subject, this topic that you've chosen, to be milked from all aspects, be considered from all aspects, because I want you to build up that beautiful talent of consistency, which pays off in the ability of skill and genius that is within you, but you haven't let it out because you haven't stayed with it long enough to let it out. This results in a lot of beautiful writers. This results in a lot of beautiful musicians. I taught piano for quite a while, and I had a number of students. And one student lived across the street from me, and he'd come over to my house, and he'd have a lesson from me. And then he'd practice, and he'd practice, and he'd practice. And then he'd go back, and he'd have another lesson. And then he'd practice, and he'd practice. Very diligent. He had a feeling for music, and he wanted to bring it out. And I'd give him the next lesson. These are lessons directly from the book. And we go from point to point. And the fact that I didn't know how to play the piano didn't mean a thing, because he didn't know I didn't know how to play, because I didn't perform for him. But I knew how to learn how to play. And so I taught him how to learn how to play. And after about, a year of doing this, he started his own band. And he played the piano for his band. And he also picked up other musical instruments while he was doing it because he loved music and he loved playing. And within a few years, he had a very fine name band in Milwaukee. And he was playing for nightclubs. He was playing for dances. He was very popular. And he, at his piano, was very exceptional. And people say, wow, you're good. Well, now, without the consistency that he had of doing everything I told him to do, he believed that I could teach him how to play piano, and I could, and I did, and I did with others too. And not that I knew how to play, but I taught them how to play, and they did just beautifully. I've taught guitar, I've taught many other things, I've taught writing, I've taught photography, I've taught journalism, many of these things, and many of these things I was excellent in. And some of these things, I was just a rank amateur, but I knew the technique of consistency pays off, and so I taught this to everyone that I worked with. And great magic took place in their life. Are you willing to give the consistency necessary to whatever it is, the goal that you have for yourself? If you do, the results will be utterly astounding to you. They'll be utterly amazing and fulfilling to you. You'll feel so very good about it because it'll be you that is accomplishing these things and you that is coming forth with these things. It's a very exciting experience, and I do believe you're ready for it. I do believe you're ready to have that experience and know that experience and enjoy that experience. So if you can take the word consistency and realize that it does pay off, realize that consistency is a very powerful thing, a powerful word, a powerful attitude, that you can have magic take place in your life on any skill you wish to put into motion, for playing the piano, playing an instrument, writing, doing anything at all, is just a matter of consistency. Now, whether you become brilliant at it, whether you become a super professional, makes from another point of view. And that point of view is how much you love it. If you love what you're doing, if you love what you put your consistency in, you will be a super person. The Mozarts, the Beethovens, the Beethovens, the Einsteins, the Bill Gates, the people who have great success in their fields are people who were consistent, you can be sure of that, but they stepped a step further and they became loving, thoroughly loving what they were doing and putting that cause in motion for themselves. This is true for everyone. It's true for you, it's true for me, it's true for children, it's true for adults, it's true for dogs, it's true for cats, it's true for anyone. Consistency pays off. So today, make consistency one of your goals and one of your great benefits, and watch the magic of life reveal it to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.